Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the lovely Valerie the Great. For those of you that are on video, I think you can see it even says on her name, Valerie the Great. Valerie is just getting started in Sylmar, California. She is nice enough to come on the show as a guest and ask for a little bit of help. And I am a big, terrible human being and have been yelling at her for the last, feels like 8 minutes. She came on with wanting to do construction cleanup. And I think it was accidentally recorded. So I'll see if we can get them to release that as like the blooper reel. So you get a bonus podcast of why commercial cleaning or construction cleanup or non-recurring is terrible. I'll see if we can release that. So you have it as a bonus. But now she's like, all right, great, jerk. That was my niche. I don't have a niche. How do I pick a niche? Is that fair? Or did I completely misrepresent you, sister?
That's completely fair. How do I pick a niche, Mike?
Always all right, let's do it.
Construction is not the best place to scale.
Not only not the best, it's the worst. You got a whole bonus section on it, so I'm not going to go into it. She was crying earlier. I have to pay her for you know, counseling she's going to have to go through. All right, so let's talk about picking a niche. Let me tell you how not to pick a niche first, because I'll give you the kind of the two or three things that most people go through, which is wrong or not wrong, ineffective. This is going to hurt you and slow your roll there. And then we'll talk about an effective way to pick a niche. So an ineffective way that most folks do is, who do I know? What's easy? And what am I comfortable with? All of those will kill you, right? So many of the people that pick the construction cleanup is, I know a guy that can get me a construction cleanup job. I'm comfortable doing construction cleanup jobs, and they're easy to get construction cleanup jobs. All three good indicators. Like, why are they so easy to get? Why are the construction cleanup people so desperate for someone to do the work? Typically a red flag, right? I'm a mom and I own a home and I'm comfortable cleaning my own house. Therefore, I want to clean other people's houses. And I'm not saying that residential is a bad niche. I'm saying the why and how you pick it, it's really important that you pick it right. So most people are just like, who do I know? What's easy? And they want to take the easy route, which might work to get you into business. Oh, I got my first contract. I got my first whatever. But it won't take many months before you're like, you build a bad foundation. The best, quickest way to build a house, skip the foundation altogether. Just start putting sticks up and you'll have some sort of, you know, structure pretty quick, like until a rain or a stiff breeze or anything, the whole thing falls down, right? So going with a niche that you just like or are comfortable with, irrespective of the qualities of that niche, which we're going to talk about, is a great way to get something going quick that blows up in your face quick. Does that make sense? Any pushback or
that does make sense. That does make sense.
So don't go with who you know, what you're comfortable with, what's easy to get, right? Like, just, yeah, that's in life, right? Like, if that's how life works, right? Like I was telling, Valerie, if I was looking for a date and people are like, I don't, you know, hey, can you go out in 6 minutes? The girl's like, sure. I don't know you. I've got nowhere to be ever. This is the first one that's asked me on a date in a year. I'll go anywhere you want. Probably a red flag. Maybe you don't want a girl that's like, I don't know you. I've got standards. And no, I'm not going to date you in 6 minutes. Like, I'm a real human being. That's like, that's a good indicator, right? But I'm like, she's too hard. She wanted me to call her in advance and talk to her. This chick just said yes, anytime, anywhere, in any place. Yeah, I will get a date quicker that way, but it's probably not going to lead to the relationship that's I'm looking great. For.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing in business, right? The people that are like, yeah, sure. Come on in. Let's do this. I don't care. Let's go. This works in hiring, by the way. When we're like, yeah, I had someone come in, I asked them 4.5 questions and then threw them up in their thing and told them to get going. I don't know why it didn't work out. Well, because you made it too easy, man. Absolutely. All right. Enough of that. So that's how you don't pick a niche. And she's like, that's not even my question. I've been on the phone with you for 20 minutes and you still not answered one question I wanted you to answer. All right. This is it. Buckle up, girlfriend. It's happening. So here's how we do pick a niche. Pain. And I know that sounds weird. Nobody gets it, but holy crap, is it the truth? I think it was Gary Halpert that said, if he was looking to open a restaurant, and I think he did this in a class, like, what's the number one thing that you would look for? And everybody says things like good food, cheap prices, like location, Clean restrooms, easy to get to, like
good service, right?
Good service. Thank you. Yeah. What's it called? Not tenant improvements, but like ambiance, right? A nice, all that stuff is like, couldn't be further from the truth. If you're looking to start a good restaurant or a successful restaurant, the number one thing that you want is a group of ravenously hungry people, period. So true, right? Yeah. Like how many, we've all been to freaking, it's a little different now, but you know, if you're old like me, 20 years ago, you'd go to the ballpark and it's like, oh my gosh, this food is disgusting, but at least it's super expensive, right? The service was garbage. The prices were garbage. The food was garbage. The ambience was garbage, but there was a group of, they had 50,000 ravenously hungry people. They could be garbage.
Right.
Everything else. Now you take the nicest, my favorite restaurant. Actually, I'm mad at them. So you take the nicest restaurant in the world. I'm not going to even say their name. You take the nicest restaurant in the world. You put it in the middle of nowhere with perfect food, perfect service, best pricing in the world. And it's 30 miles down highway nowhere. It's going to fail. Right. So exactly the same thing with our cleaning business, right? We need to understand people that have pain, right? If I'm hungry, I have pain. I will pay $20 for your crappy hamburger because I'm hungry and there's no other options. So pain. On the residential side,
oh, pain, can you take that as venturing someone makes you uncomfortable? Can I put that in different words?
It depends.
What I'm getting with pain.
So pain is uncomfort, discomfort is a low right. level of pain. So if I'm going to the doctor and I'm 10 pounds overweight, and for those of you who know me, it's clearly 20, but say I'm 10 pounds overweight, but my wife still loves me. I can still do all the things I want to do. What am I going to pay him to make me feel better? Right. Or to solve my problem. Now, if I'm in discomfort, right, I've got the flu or the sickness, what would I pay for that? Now, if I've got a gunshot wound and I'm in physical pain, what am I going to pay for that? So yes, you can have discomfort and you'll, those are the rate, that's what you'll get. So just at the ballpark, right? And the food's getting a lot better there now. It's still super expensive. At least it doesn't suck. Cause they figured out there's multiple ballpark places. So if one got good, then everyone would go there and they all had to compete, which is great. If I'm not that hungry and the food sucks, I might go, I'll just eat at home. Right. But if so, I would not say discomfort. We want pain, and we can't always get pain, right? It's easy to sell gunshot wound. I have pain meds and the ability to remove the gun, that shrapnel right. from your belly. Pretty easy. So how many times do you think they ask what the cost is? Zero. It's get out. Give me pain. Right. Yeah. That's all they care about. Right. So obviously God forbid we're in a business where we have clients with that much pain. Right. But the higher on the pain spectrum they have, the more we can serve them at a better price, right? Like again, if I have 10 pounds overweight and I'm a little unhappy with that, I'm going to be very interested in the cost, not just the cost I have to pay in money, but are you going to make me stop eating sugar? Am I going to have to work out a bunch? You know, like all right. the costs, right? Cost isn't just money. Now, if I'm sick, you know, I've got the flu, my cost sensitivity might be a little lower, but I'm still interested. And if I have a gunshot wound, I'll pay anything, whatever. If I'm going to die, whatever the guy had, whatever I have and can, whatever right. I can borrow, I will pay. So the higher up, the higher the pain we can solve, the more people will pay. And the honestly, the more fun it is. Right. So I guarantee you the guy that's like, yeah, I helped some guy lose 10 pounds and his life is 4% better, feels this good about his business. And the surgeon that's like, I saved 3 guys' lives today, feels really right. good about his business. Aside from getting, making more money, it's worth all the headache we got to go through as business owners. So the cool thing is we can find people that have a lot of pain, and even better, we can help them articulate their pain. So with the 10 pounds, if it was affecting my love life and my relationship with my wife and my, I couldn't play with my kids and it was going to give me heart disease and, you know, oh, during COVID, if you're overweight, it's even more dangerous. And he starts helping me articulate all the costs. My pain is going up. Right. And again, he's not giving me more pain. He's helping me clearly see the pain that I have. So if he's like, hey, I can help you lose 10 pounds, my budget for that is going to be small. If he's going to say, I can enrich your love life with your wife and your relationship with your son, I'm probably going to pay a lot more for that. Right? So when we go to help people, we think they have dirty things and we're going to clean it. Well, guess what? We all know how to clean crap, right? So right. whether it's a commercial building or our home, dirty home, clean home, I could do that. So the pain is low, right? But on the commercial side, if it's how happy are your employees? How long are your customers staying? How much more do they buy and spend if they stay longer? Like in the car dealership, the longer they stay, guy owned a car dealership, the more they spend. So do you see how not only do we have to make sure we have pain, but we're attaching our solution to the highest, most pressing pain that they have.
Got it.
Cool. So that's the big one, guys. Everyone wants to start with money, who they know, how many of them there are, or here's the worst one. They don't want to niche at all. They're just like, if, you know, just selling to women would be good. If I sold to women and men, I could double my prospective market. And it's like, you know, Silmar, California, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people are within a 5 or 10 or 20 square mile radius of you. So many of us are like, you know, there's 10,000 people in our niche and they're like, I'm cutting off too many people. I need to expand my niche. I'm like, how many customers do you have? Like 12. Okay. So there's 12 out of 50,000. And you're like, the problem is my niche is too small. That's never your problem. It's you don't know how to market. So
put it that way, it makes sense. Yes.
It does. Thank you. So pain. Again, you are looking for people. You're opening your restaurant. You want a group of hungry people. If you're opening your cleaning company, and beautiful thing about this is being recorded. What are we at? April of 2021. So COVID's, you know, kind of not in its heyday, God forbid, but it's still a thing. I can help you sleep at night knowing that you've protected your employees, yourself, your families of your employees, your own family, and the people that come into your building from getting sick. Even if someone gets sick, if he can go to sleep going, I did everything I knew how to do. I hired the right person. They went through the right procedures. They did everything that could possibly be done. A, it's going to really protect them. B, if someone does get sick, they're like, hey, I did what I could do, right? So that's a much bigger pain that we can solve. So long story short, when it comes to how do I pick a niche, eliminate everything other than pain. Once they've got pain, bonuses are we want the ability to pay. But the beautiful thing is, again, if the guy with the gunshot wound doesn't have 10 grand or whatever it costs in his pocket, he'll figure out a way to make it happen. Right. So,
right. Because the commercial, will. Right.
Yeah. With commercial, they all have ability to pay. With residential, I'm probably going to look at homeowners, not apartments, not mobile homes. There's nothing wrong with those people. I've been an apartment dweller and I didn't pay for cleaning. I did it myself, right? So we're not judging them. We're just saying they're not a fit for the services that we offer. Our services are not cheap. We want people that are all in committed, rich or poor, I don't care, but they got to be committed. And by the way, a little bonus, those who pay attention. You work cheap for people, they're going to treat you like garbage. You charge a lot, they treat you great. Questions, comments, thoughts, Valerie?
So what would you say for the people who've seen, like, I know you've mentioned before that the construction industry, that niche is part of the worst one.
So construction cleanup is a terrible, anything that's not recurring, correct?
Correct. What would you say to the ones like, for me, instantly, I've seen companies, I'm not going to mention their names, that they're specifically only post-construction cleanup and they seem to be growing in different states. They're doing well. Do you think that they're not just solely focusing on that's why they're expanding?
I'm so glad that you asked that question. And it's a complete left turn, but we'll cover it. So Valerie's question is, I see people, and we can fill in the blank, doing construction cleanup with a crappy website or doing something differently than you coach. Almost every time, every time. So Valerie, when you looked at their profit and their audited profit and loss statement from their accountant, how much money were they making?
I have no idea.
There you go. That's exactly the answer I get 1,000% of the time. Okay. So we're assuming a lot of things. There could be a rich family that's like, hey, dummy, here, go fool with this. And I don't care if you're making any money or not. There could be a company that's doing it for 40 years and they're making money in spite of their terrible business plan because they've been doing it for 40 years. They could be working 60, 70 hours a week and miserable, even though they're profitable. There's 1,000 things that are going on. Almost always they're not successful or they're successful in spite of the bad decision they're making. So
we're assuming they are, but we don't really know what's going on.
We never know. And even if we had their P&L, which we don't, it needs to be audited. And half the people, I guarantee if you ask them about P&L, huh? They don't even have a P&L. Right. So it's not even, not only are they not even making, but they don't even know how much money they're losing. So seem to be growing is like, and again, what does growing mean? Right? You want me to grow a $10 million company that makes no profit? I can do that quick and easy, baby. Not easy peasy. So there's.
So I guess the biggest takeaway is don't compare yourself to other companies at all or assume.
Without enough information.
Correct.
So how much are you making? What's your lifestyle like? How long have you been doing it? Why are you successful, right? Like the old joke is, you know how to make $1 million in the oil industry? Well, you start with $1 billion. They could have done that. You have no idea got them where they're at, right? So drives me nuts when we get the blind leading the blind, right? That's why I'm so passionate about what we do. I've been doing this for years. We've helped thousands of owners of cleaning companies. I know that I know that I know that I know it works and doesn't work. And again, if you're, I'm not trying to pat my own back, find somebody that you connect with that you trust has a system and a process that's duplicatable, right? So again, perfect example. So you're like, well, how do I know you know anything? Well, if you go to growmycleaningcompanyreviews.com, right, exactly. There's over 100 people that are like, here's right. my numbers. Here's my, you can call and Facebook them if you, right. again, it's up to them whether I'll talk to you or not. But you know, I've looked at the P&Ls. I see this stuff. So it's when everyone else is like, what's the P&L say? I'm like, I know what the P&L says. And it says, I don't know what I'm doing. And I help them make a P&L and then they're broke. And then we help them fix it. So find a guy or a gal or a company with a system and a process and follow that proven system. Don't just be like, this guy looks like he's doing well. Therefore, you know, what's the old saying, like on Facebook, like don't compare someone's best day with your average day, right. which is what we do. Like we're sitting at home in our boxers, like cake, you know, crumbs coming down our face on our seventh hour of, you know, watching right. Mad Men. And we're like, my life sucks. And we look at someone else's picture. They're like in Hawaii and everything looks beautiful. And you're like, they're awesome. And but what you don't know is he and his wife just had a huge fight and they're divorcing. Like, and I'm not saying, right. God, so I'm not wishing, but if you take his average day with your, yes, just cut it out with the comparison. Find someone that you know or a company that you know and, or a mentor or something and follow that with. So I like modeling other people, but you got to know what they're actually successful and you got to know why they're successful, right? Like there's so many companies in the heyday of Google, their timing was perfect, right? They just got in and they figured out how to link, stuff a bunch of links into something and made a bunch of money really quick. And you're like, oh my gosh, I could do that. And then, you know, Google did their first algorithm change and they right. all evaporated tomorrow. So you just got to know and just going, they seem to be happy. Like, okay, I'm going to base my whole business model on what this knucklehead seems to be doing. That's crazy talk. All right. Long story short, if you find a pain that people are really committed to solving and you can solve it as well or better than anybody else, you're good to go. If you violate that core principle of business, you are going to struggle your butt off. Is it possible to succeed long term at that? I don't think so. Is it possible short time? Yeah, but this is a hard game. Why make it harder, right? Like there's no style points for like, I made it way harder than it needs to be. Like, you know, the vast majority of businesses fail. Like take your best shot. And your best shot is finding someone with lots of pain. Again, if you're going to open a restaurant, find hungry people. If you're going to open a cleaning service, find people that value being in a clean environment, a healthy environment.
So simple, but it's powerful. I mean, it makes complete sense.
Easy to say, hard to do, sister. All right. I'm going to let you, I've been talking this whole freaking time. Valerie, sum us up, baby. What'd you learn? What do you say? Give Cleaning Nation your best, then we'll call it a day.
Well, from what I learned is, no, don't judge based on what you're seeing, basically on pictures, a website, do your research. I believe in a law of attraction and I've been looking for mentorship and more knowledge. So I'm happy that we crossed paths and I will continue to dive into your business and the website to learn more and definitely become a member so I can grow my business because I do want to grow my business. And that's what I'm taking away from your podcast today.
By the way, that sounds super staged. I promise I didn't tell her to say any of that. It sounded very fake. I don't even know if I believe you. Sounded fake. But Valerie's a real lady and she can feel how she feels. Anyway, Cleaning Nation, hopefully that helped. If you do like, hey, I need more information, I need more than just this 20-minute bit, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There are hundreds of hours of free resources, of masterclass. Everything we do is all there. It's the best. Check it out, growmycleaningcompany.com. See you there.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.